Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2. Today I have a very cool guest on the show. I'm excited to introduce her to you all. She has been in movies such as Seize the Moment, The Note, and Teens Wanna Know. She is an actress, a singer, and dancer. Welcome, Kennedy Madison.
Hi, Arzo.
Hi, thanks for joining.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm just so excited to dig in. I want to know everything about you. How did you get started and how did you become so talented?
Funny question. My parents were actually singers and dancers as growing up, so I guess I just got the talent from them. But I actually got started a very long time ago. I started dancing when I was 2, and then I started singing when I was 5, and you know, it just kind of went off from there. Started in theater, and then I moved on to a girl group, and then I all of a sudden came out here to Los Angeles, California, and started recording my music there.
Well, that's a very cool story, and it sounds like it's like the dream teen girl story. That's like every teenage girl's dream.
It's kind of like a Hannah Montana thing.
It totally is. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking this is so Hannah Montana. That's so cool. So when you said that you started dancing at 2 years old, just kind of dancing around the house, or was that actually you were in shows?
It was basic training growing up, but when I got older, it progressed to shows and contests and showcases. And then I got older and I was like, you know what? I love this. I want to entertain with it. And let's see if I can mix it up a little bit with some singing also.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So what was that like growing up and having both your parents? You said that they're both singers and dancers also?
They are. My mom's actually a dancer when she was younger. And then my dad, you know, grew up in a church choir and started singing. And, you know, he has some rhythm to him, so.
I bet. And I would imagine they probably met each other working, right?
They were actually, it's funny because they actually met at a golf course when both of my parents were working. And then they hit it off and then they realized, oh, well, we're going to go clubbing because we love to dance.
On the same day they left the golf course, they went dancing?
Basically.
That is so funny. That is so cute. So
growing up with my parents, they were always so forward with it and so inspirational for me. And they were always so for whatever I was doing. So it was great having parents like them.
I think that's so great. And what's so interesting for us a lot of our episodes, when we interview people, we kind of, the people that are successful and that are happy and passionate doing what they're doing, they all say the same thing, that their parents were very supportive of them. So
it sounds
like that's a pretty key ingredient, that your parents supported you through this whole process. So tell me about some of the experiences growing up. What types of shows were you in? You mentioned theater. So tell me about some of those.
My first theater job was Les Mis, and I had a short little line, and it was only for 2 seconds, but it was so much fun because it was
That's
my
a pretty
first.
Big deal.
It was huge. I was a little Eponine. So
wow, yeah. That's really, really impressive.
It was so much fun. I actually got to wear a wig, and I was like, oh my God, I've never seen my hair brown. It's just crazy. So it was really fun.
That sounds really interesting. So did you have to homeschool or did you go to school? How did you fit school into everything that you're doing? Because it sounds like you probably traveled a little bit too.
I did. I actually first started traveling when I was in the 6th grade, and I'm a sophomore in high school now, but I actually started homeschooling in the 6th grade because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going into middle school. 2 years before that, my principal was letting it slide because of my grades were so good. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going into middle school. Are they going to allow this? And they were like, no. So that's when I started being homeschooled. And it's been great. It really has. I've been cramming in some work and then I'll be busy 24/7. So, and it's good always to have education, especially when you're traveling.
Definitely keeps you busy, right?
So 100%.
When you're not physically moving, you're moving your brain around.
Exactly.
That's good. What's your favorite subject?
Ooh, I'm going to have to say science because I absolutely hate math.
Science
math is not my thing.
I'd never liked math either. And what's funny, I was actually really good at science too. Science was really interesting. What is it about science that you like?
Oh, I've always been so forth with the experiments. When I was younger, I loved watching like science experiments in front of me. Not like the how plant cells grow or like that kind of stuff, but the like the animals and all that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, this is so much fun. Like I'm learning about nature and you know, it was great.
That's neat. I just saw this cool experiment on the internet. I guess science teachers are doing this. I never saw it when I was in school, but it's, I don't remember all the ingredients, but they took like a little pot or something and I think it's called the black snake. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you. Does that sound familiar?
I've never actually heard of that.
You okay? Gosh, I know something that like a teenager doesn't know that like never happens. I'm usually the one that has no idea what's going on.
Hey, I'm so with that.
Are you?
I am. I don't know anything, honestly, when it comes to school. I'm like oblivious to everything. And I'm like, I know dance and music. I don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything about this stuff. Well, this experiment was so neat. They took like a pot or something and they put some like basic ingredients. I think it was like sugar and baking powder and I don't know what else. And then they put something in it that kind of made it catch on fire. But then it had this like stuff like ooze out. Ooh, and it turned into like a snake.
That's the kind of experiments I like to see. Because those are fun for me. I'm like, oh, it's entertaining.
Well, make sure to look it up when we get off this interview. Go on YouTube. I think it's called the Black Snake, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's kind of neat.
Okay.
So, tell me about dancing. Now, I would imagine you've done like dance competitions probably throughout the years.
I actually have never done like when it comes to a showcase, like when you're competing against other talents. But when it was like at home basic training, I was just training 24/7. Then I never really had the time for like competition dances with a whole group.
Interesting.
But when it came to like showcases or like by myself, like a solo dance, I was all for it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it was more like showcases and doing plays and things like that.
100%.
And then, oh, excellent. Do you know Kate Bayless?
The name sounds familiar.
She is on a dance show on BET. You probably know the name of the show. She's a lot of fun. And it's this whole, I think it's called Girl, Can You Dance? Oh my gosh. So I'm so embarrassed right now. So You Think You Can Dance? That's it.
You're good.
Thanks for saving me.
Yeah,
she's on that show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she's really good. And she's such a sweetheart in person. And I noticed you have a cute little accent. She's got that cute little Southern accent.
Oh my goodness. So. I try to hide it. I'm like, oh no.
No, don't hide it. It's so unique and it's so cute. It gives you that little special difference. So don't lose that.
That Southern hospitality voice.
Yes, that exactly. We need more of that here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. Yes, you guys do.
So you've been in a few movies. What was that experience like?
It was fun. I'm actually growing up, I was like more into dancing and singing, as you know, and going into acting when I first started out in theater, when I had that first job with Les Mis, I was like, okay, this is like a lot of fun. I'm going to take some acting classes. So when I took a lot of acting classes in Birmingham, Alabama, I was like, wow, this is fun. I want to get into it. And then when I came out to Los Angeles, I actually booked a few commercials and I like here and there, like small little ones for like drones or electronics or that kind of stuff, like for teenagers. And as soon as I got into the movie business, I was like, this is awesome. Cause it's kind of like the same way you remember a script is the same way you almost kind of remember choreography. So I was like, okay, I can do this. And it was fun. So that's all that mattered.
So it's kind of all like the way that you think about it, the way that it's set up, it's kind of similar. So it was just another aspect of something that you already really like and your brain probably operates in that same way, like you said.
Yeah, it was more fun than anything, but definitely a different thing to do besides dancing or singing. But it was fun. That was all that mattered.
Okay. So at what point did you realize singing is the thing that I'm so passionate about, and this is what I want to start focusing on? When did that happen for you?
I actually, sitting around with the family, when the family constantly says one word and then you like sing to it, and they're like, oh my God, you never shut up. And then I was like, well, maybe I should like take this like farther. So I did. And when I came out to California, I found a producer. And then when I started singing, they were like, kid, like you should create a song. So I did. And then all from there, it was about 4 years ago, and I've just been a recording artist ever since, and it's been great.
That is so neat.
Yeah.
How many songs have you written?
I've only actually written one, and it's not out yet, but it's coming soon. But okay. I have other four songs, I believe. They're on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify, all that good stuff.
Amazing. What types of songs?
I usually sing pop or R&B or sometimes soul, but mainly around the teenage generation, what they'll connect to, you know?
Of course, of course. And are the songs more about love? What kind of things do you like to sing about?
Well, at first, growing up when I was 12 and 13, I was creating an anti-bullying campaign. So I have three songs that are about anti-bullying, because growing up with this entertainment business, when I was in school, I was actually getting bullied when I was younger. So it was much harder. So when my producers, they were like, well, what are you going to write about? And I was like, well, I've actually had some, struggles with some kids at school, and I want to talk about it. And I wrote three songs with my producer about anti-bullying, and then it went on from there. And then my next song that is not out yet, but that I wrote personally, is a heartbreak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. And people always say that, experts always say that write about and speak about things that you know and that you've experienced.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier when you
have that experience. It'll hit harder when you know about it and you know the story and the confidence you have about that story. It'll come out stronger, and it's like the best thing ever.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sorry that you've been bullied. How comfortable do you feel if I ask you about your experience? What was that like?
Growing up, I kind of just ignored it for the most part. I mean, mm-hmm. Yes, it would like hit me when I got home, or because it was kids being nasty, but I got through it as all teenagers do. I looked at myself in the mirror and said, you know what? You're stronger than this. You don't need those bullies in your life. They're just hating on you. They're just jealous. And that's usually what all kids go through. It doesn't matter if you are doing a talent or if you're just being yourself. There's always going to be a hater somewhere that's jealous of you. And honestly, the words that I could say is be yourself and don't care.
Good for you. I think that's great advice. And it's so nice to hear a smart, beautiful young woman going after her dreams and being able to tell other young people to not be afraid of the bullies and that they're not important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, I'm glad that you're on the other side of that.
Thank you.
And absolutely. I know how that feels. I was bullied as a kid too and made fun of, and I just didn't care.
It stinks. It stinks. It does. Right? But you just gotta push through it and know that you're worth is much more than that. So
absolutely. And I used to get called weird all the time, and I thought at first it kind of hurt my feelings, and then I thought to myself, you know what, whatever,
we're gonna embrace the weird.
I'm gonna embrace the weird. Exactly. So do you get to do any of the teenage things that most kids get to do because you're so busy, or do you end up missing out on those, like going to prom or learning how to drive?
I have two homes. So when I go back home to Birmingham, Alabama, I have my friends and I have my dad and my brother, and I do live a normal teenage life sometimes. I told you, it's like the Hannah Montana experience. I'm, Hannah Montana when I get out.
You're
here,
two people.
I'm, Miley Cyrus. So I do. Sometimes it's hard because I will have to come out to here and record my songs or train for dancing or do a show, and I just won't have time to, go to prom or go to homecoming. But it's like you have to choose what's more important, a school dance with your friends or a dream that nobody realized that you had, or a goal that you want to accomplish for the rest of your life. And I just had to like pick one. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. And I would think that a lot of people would think, oh, well, that's, too bad if you end up missing out on a prom or something. But like you said, if you have such strong passion for your dream, it's not really giving up, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you really know yourself.
Thank you.
That's so important. Yeah, I think you're a really good role model for other young women.
Thank you. I try.
You're very positive.
Do.
Yeah, no, you're very positive. You have really positive and really smart and insightful things to say.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And do you have, or did you have growing up, or are they still the same, anybody that you really looked up to, whether it was another singer or an actor or somebody that just really inspired you to to just keep going and going after your dreams?
Well, actually, my favorite artist would have to be Ariana Grande, because growing up watching her, I watched her on Victorious, and then she was an actor, and then I noticed when she was younger, she got bullied, so I kind of related to that. And then growing up watching her, I've always loved her music and the way she talks, and I've watched her interviews, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl is, she got it all. She's everything. Like, she's awesome, basically.
She is awesome.
And just growing up watching her, it was, you know, that's just the one artist I look up to, besides Chris Brown, but that's in the dancing world.
He's a pretty good dancer, and I love Ariana Grande. Oh, yeah. That's a good choice. She's a good choice. So what are your plans for your career, or do you have long-term plans? Is it just kind of one song or one album at a time? Tell me about that.
So growing up, I actually had my biggest goal was to, when I was little, I was like, okay, well, before I get old enough, I want to be on the Disney Channel, and I want to do that, you know, the little theme song, like, hi, this is Kenny Madison, and you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. But now that I've reached the limit of being older than that, my next goal is to actually also inspire women, like, be an inspiration to kids and teenagers, and hopefully have a tour coming up. I'm really excited for the future and what it holds. I have, you know, albums coming soon or singles. I'm ready for the future.
Well, good for you. I think Disney's always such a great aspiration for everybody growing up. I don't even think they have this show now, but when I was a kid, it was Kids Incorporated. That was like the show. It's really old. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
I've heard about it, but I've never actually seen it. No.
It's like where like Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera.
Oh my gosh,
and Britney Spears,
yes!
Like they got their start on that show. Aww. But that was always, you know, Disney was always like a thing, and everyone you know, was aspiring to, you know, get on Kids Incorporated. So yeah, that was kind of like our little thing growing up. But
I love Disney Channel. But that was my show until I was 14.
It's the best. No, it's absolutely the best. What's your favorite show now?
Oh my gosh, I can never steer away from Zach and Cody or Hannah Montana ever. So those are my two favorites.
I've seen Zach and Cody. That's a cute, funny one. And of course, Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana.
Oh yeah, of course.
So do you have your driver's license yet?
I actually turned 16 in October. So not yet. I do have my permit, but I'm getting
good.
There.
Good.
And I would say for myself, I'm a great driver, but we don't know.
I bet that you are. Who's your driving instructor? Is it your parents or do you guys have somebody else?
Well, being homeschooled, you don't really have like an instructor. So my instructor would be my dad or my mom, whoever's just available.
That is funny. I'm actually helping one of my younger cousins learn how to drive right now.
Oh.
So I just took him out into the freeway for the first time, and it was kind of scary.
You're like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen?
Yeah. And he got a little bit scared too, but you know, we worked through it, and I just was really, I try to encourage him,
it
and
was
just
fun.
You know, yeah, make him feel confident.
That
yeah. What's your favorite part of driving?
Oh my gosh. It's kind of terrifying to me, honestly. So my favorite part would have to be listening to music, because that's my mom's like, turn the music down, you're not even experienced yet. And I'm like, no, mom, I got a jam. Like, this is music.
That is so funny. He's not allowed to listen to music when we drive.
Exactly.
Home.
I'm not
experienced enough yet. Gotta listen to mom. You gotta be safe. That's funny. So what are some of your upcoming projects?
I actually have, besides the song that I wrote that's not really out yet, but I'm filming the music video at the end of this month. And then later I just actually got out of a meeting a couple days ago with a producer, and I'm really excited to share everything. But, you know, secrets, can't tell anything yet.
Of course. Are people going to be able to find out your secrets first on your Instagram or on any of your social platforms?
Definitely. My Instagram is one of the biggest. And then there's Snapchat and, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Apple Music, you know, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Okay, good. So before we end the interview, I'll definitely ask you what all your handles are so people can find you.
Of course.
And so what about your love life? Are you allowed to have a boyfriend or have a significant other? And do you have one?
I actually do not at the moment. I am allowed to have one because I am at the age. Dad's not really, you know, all
He's
for
not
it.
Thrilled
but
about it, huh?
We just go with it. But no, I'm really about, you know, my career, and family is important. And when I do have time for friends, I go home and I see my best friends, and then that's pretty much it. But if there is time for one, then That's great.
That is such that's such a great way that you just put that. And I love that those are the things that are important to you. And it just goes back to, I just think you're just such a great role model.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a couple more questions before I have you give your information out. What do you think of social media today? What do you think is good about social media? And what do you find that is not good?
So I'm not really a negative light when it comes to this kind of stuff. But for me, since I am in the generation of teenagers and I know like what's happening with social media, I think it's good because we can, you know, see what the latest news is, what's popular, what's hot, what's not. But and I think it's great with communicating with friends and expressing yourself and, you know, posting about whoever you want to be when it comes down to the bullies. You know, you can honestly hide behind a phone and just not care about what other people think. And, you know, the bullies that are trying to comment on things and be haters, ignore them. But the negative thing I would have to say about social media is that as a 16-year-old, all of us are on our phones. So I have to say, you know, get off your phone.
Experience real life a little bit, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's good advice. I think I like that. That's really good advice.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to follow you and get all your secret updates first, where can they do that?
My Instagram is I am Kennedy Madison. And then my Apple Music and Spotify and all those music handles would be Kennedy Madison. My YouTube is Kennedy Madison. And then my Facebook is Kennedy Madison. And I have a music page on Facebook that is Kennedy Madison Music.
Amazing. Well, I hope everybody writes that down so you can follow Miss Kennedy Madison on her journey through music and acting and dancing. Absolutely. Well, you have been such a pleasure to speak with and interview.
I loved it. It was so exciting. And I think what you guys are doing is so great, you know, inspiring women and being confident about, you know, also nails, because, you know, it's a big part of a girl's life.
It's definitely a big part of a girl's life. And thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much
for that.
I'm so excited again to have you, and we'll make sure we'll send you a little something through people that we know together.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you've heard and met Kennedy Madison on today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can. Our social media handle is at The Sexy Boss Babe. And our website is www.sexybossbabe.com. Thanks, everyone. Till next time. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company, and for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBB movement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.